Our New Testament reading comes from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 15 through 23. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints. And for this reason, I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his great power. God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, and not only in this age, but every age to come. And he has put all things under his feet, and he has made him the head over all things for the church, which is the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. This is the word of our Lord. There is a Christian singer-songwriter named Michael W. Smith, and he wrote a song called Open the Eyes of My Heart. And one of the main lines in the song that he repeats quite often is, open the eyes of my heart, Lord, I want to see you. One of the other main lines in the song that he repeats is, to see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory, pour out your power and love. It is a beautiful song, and if you all have a chance to go online and listen to it, I do encourage you to do so. This song captures the essence of our passage from Ephesians this morning. It illustrates the glory of Christ, and it is a sung prayer that the eyes of our hearts may be opened so that we can see and feel and experience the power and love of Christ in our everyday lives. In our passage this morning, Paul's letter to the Ephesians is a prayer. It's his personal prayer for the people of Ephesus. And he's praying about his deepest desires for them. His deepest desires are that the eyes of their hearts may be opened to the hope which they have been called. He's praying that the eyes of their hearts may be opened to the riches of God's glorious inheritance. Paul's prayer, much like this song by Michael W. Smith, asks us to open the eyes of our hearts so that we can feel and experience the riches of God in a deeper and more meaningful way in our day-to-day lives. The aspiration of this prayer from Paul to the people of Ephesus turns us towards the revelation of what those riches are that we actually do inherit from God. And Paul's prayer asks us to open the eyes of our hearts so that we can fully receive those riches. As children of God, there are many things that we gain or inherit from God. And so this morning, I just wanted to focus on two of those things. One of the riches that we inherit from God is our personal relationship with Christ. And another inheritance that we gain from God is our personal relationship with one another. In this letter to the Ephesians, Paul is trying to help the people of Ephesus realize that one of the riches that they had inherited from God was their personal relationship with Christ, and that that relationship was already available to them. You see, when this letter was written to the Ephesians, it was written in a time when there was new Jesus communities transitioning and forming. And it was written in a time when the expected second coming of Christ hadn't occurred yet. The apostles were dying off, and they hadn't seen the glory of Christ yet. This was a lonely place for them. They had a lot of doubts. Their faith was wavering. So this reading from Ephesians speaks to Jesus ruling in the heavenly realms, but it also emphasizes the sure connection that they already had with Christ, which would allow them to feel and experience the power and love of Christ throughout their daily lives. In Paul's day and age, the people of Ephesus struggled with the fact that the second coming hadn't occurred yet. I don't think that this is something that we struggle with. I don't think that this is something that we think about on a daily basis. But in our day and age, we have our own struggles. In our day and age, we are plagued by and we struggle with the steady stream of disheartening news that we see and hear about on the TV. the terrorist attacks, the wars, the homicides, the natural disasters that devastate entire regions. We are plagued about the problems of our own lives, our own personal chaos that occurs in our lives, the things that drag us down. What Paul was trying to get the people of Ephesus to realize, and what Paul is trying to help us to understand, is that because of our personal relationship with Christ, we can experience Christ's power and love now. And because of our personal relationship with Christ, then it helps us to look beyond what is plaguing us or whatever we're stressing over. It helps us to look beyond what we simply see with our eyes, whatever we are surrounded by, whatever we are feeling, and to open the eyes of our hearts so that we can feel and experience the peace and the love and the genuine joy of Christ amidst those struggles in our lives. The other thing that we inherit as God's children is our personal relationship with one another. In just a couple of minutes, I wanted to show you all a video. And this video was shot in the UK, and it's of a huge group of birds that are just flying through the sky. And I don't know if you guys have ever witnessed a huge flock of birds flying through the sky before, but it is quite captivating. And I wasn't going to share this story with you all today, but I was thinking about it more this morning, so I thought I would tell you about it. When I was living in Richmond, Virginia, there was a time when I was working at the hospital in downtown Richmond, and I worked there. It was a level one trauma hospital, and I worked there as a hospital chaplain. So the hospital chaplain who is on duty carries a pager, and every time somebody comes into the emergency department, you are called down, and you are to pray with those people, to be with their family, to assist them in any way that you can. So I had been working as a hospital chaplain for maybe about 2 weeks, and I was the hospital chaplain on duty, and it had been an extremely trying evening. I'd already witnessed two deaths, and one of those had been in the children's emergency department. So I decided that I just needed a breath of fresh air, and so I walked out the doors of the hospital, and I was going to make a large loop around downtown Richmond and just back to the hospital to clear my head and just to let things go a little bit. So I got about two or three blocks, and I was just stopped in my tracks because there was this huge flock of birds that were weaving in and around the buildings in downtown Richmond. And there was this huge Gothic church that was over to my left, and these birds were just swarming it. And they would go up the steeple, and they would fly all around the steeple, and they would come down the other side of the church, and then back around the front, and then up the steeple again. And it was just absolutely mesmerizing and captivating. So this morning, I wanted to show you all this video, and it's of a group of starlings. And when a large group of starlings gather together, it's called a murmuration. Most murmurations consist of thousands of starlings, like 20 to 30,000 starlings, and they're gathering with one another to get food and provisions. And there's been some instances in Europe where there's been over 1 million starlings that have been in flight with one another. The science behind how these birds fly through the sky with each other is quite fascinating. Scientists say that each bird in the flock is connected to every other, and each bird in the flock pays attention to the 7 birds around them. So they're paying attention to the 3 birds on the left and the 3 birds on the right and the 1 bird in front of them. So anytime one of those birds wants to change directions, or anytime they want to dip down for any sort of food or provisions, then they initiate that movement, which then causes the next 7 to shift with them, and the next 7, and so on and so on. As you see these mass movements taking place, you see these huge birds, or these huge masses of birds that are just gracefully dancing through the sky with perfect rhythm and synchronicity as they coast in one direction and then as they weave themselves in unison back in the other direction. So if Marie will get the lights for us and Mike can start our video. As children of God, one of the riches that we inherit is our relationship with one another. One of the most beautiful aspects about our faith is that it gathers all of us in this place, and it forms a community for us and creates a church family for us. And I wanted to show you all that video because it is a beautiful illustration of what our lives look like together as a church family. We go through life much the same way that these huge murmurations of starlings do. Each one of us is connected to each other. We connect as we gather here on Sunday mornings to sing and pray together and to worship. But beyond that, we are connected on a much deeper and authentic level. There are deep and authentic relationships that we form with one another as we spend our years laughing together, as we share meals, as we have coffee with each other, or as we're working side by side at the chicken barbecue, the harvest dinners, the rummage sale, even the committee meetings. And as those relationships are forged and deepened, then we lean on one another in different aspects of our lives as well. We lean on one another during the difficult times, the trials of life, the heartaches, as well as the joys of life and the great times. And all of that results in us dancing our way through life with one another. In just the same way that these murmurations of starlings gracefully glide through the sky. It is certainly a rich inheritance to have, to not have to go through life alone, but to have a church family that we are joined with, that we are connected to, and that we weave our way through life together. This morning, my prayer for us is that the eyes of our hearts would be opened to the riches of God's glorious inheritance, that the eyes of our hearts would be open to our personal relationship with Christ, so that we can feel and experience his power and love now amidst any struggles that we ever face. And that the eyes of our hearts might be opened to the beauty of our life together. The fact that we are joined together as a church family and we can weave our way through life hand in hand together. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.